Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I'd like to say sunny San Diego. Normally, I do say sunny San Diego, but your weather report today, not so sunny. That's your weather report.
San Diego.
San Diego.
San Diego.
You know where I like living? San Diego.
San Diego.
I like San Diego.
San Diego.
That's where we're listening. San Diego.
San Diego.
Thank you very much. Okay, all right, go scripting. All right, so weather report I just gave you, not so nice. Not as nice. Maybe not as nice. We'll call it a NAN. Not as nice. And then, so it's a NAN report. And then the traffic is a lot better than it was yesterday when they had all that stuff going on. Okay, we got a DDD that we're going to get into. And I'll give Robo Producers the notes later. You can just forget that and just script. I've got, this is going to be a long one. Well, not long. Define long. I mean, you go to church and you sit there and you wait about 10 or 15 minutes unless your church starts right on time like Pastor Steve's does. And then, which is the our church, just in case you didn't know, that's H-O-U-R. And then what you do after that is, you do some worship. Now, some people do worship. They do one song, two songs, red songs, blue songs, I don't know. And then other people do maybe five, six, seven songs, depends on their worship set and their mindset. And then you get up there, usually there's announcements. And then after the announcements, sometime in there, there could be the offering. So some people do the offering as a part of worship. Some people do it as a part of the teaching. They do, you know, that's okay. It's none of it's not. It has to be this way. It has to be this way. No, it doesn't. And whatever you're liking, and that's the church you go to, and that's where the Lord's called you. That's the whole. That's cool. That's all good stuff. And then ultimately, the minister gets up and gives a message of encouragement, explaining the word. And usually that runs somewhere between 20, 25 minutes and an hour and a half. Just depends on whether the minister's feeling it or the crowd is enduring it. It depends on one of those two. And some people really like the longer sermons. There's nothing wrong with that. When I say long, it's like 8 minutes, 7 minutes. That's long for us here on the show. Why is that? Because I have attention deficit disorder. I have, what's the other, OCB, ODC, OCEB, EDE, one of those. First of all, building a well is not like taking a spoon and putting it in the sand and then just flipping some sand behind you and said, look, they're a well.
Thank you for that clip.
And I'm not making fun of those things. I probably really have them, but it doesn't really matter, does it? I'm doing a radio show. Here's the thing I want to talk about. This is going to be one of those tougher ones that we've talked about a couple of times. I want to talk about arguing. Arguing. Ooh, argument. Arguing. Okay, so because it does say in Timothy that a minister shouldn't be quarrelsome. We'll talk about that in a second. Mark chapter 8, verse 11 through 12 says the following. The Pharisees came out and began to argue with Jesus, demanding of him a sign from heaven to test him. Mark chapter 8, verse 11 through 12. Verse 12, but sighing deeply in his spirit, he said, why does this generation demand a sign? I assure you, no sign will be given to this generation. Okay, I'm going to read that again because I want to make sure we kind of cover it and get to it. Mark chapter 8, verse 11 through 12 says this. The Pharisees came out and began to argue with him, with Jesus, demanding of him a sign from heaven to test him. But sighing deeply in his spirit, Jesus said, why does this generation demand a sign? I assure you, no sign will be given to this generation. Now, a lot of people might want to talk about this. Well, this has to do with gifts or not gifts or whatever. What? Did you listen to what happened? The Pharisees came and they started to argue with Jesus. And there's a lot of commentators who will say Jesus never argued. Yes, he did. And if you go, no, he didn't, you just argued. Just so you can know, okay? What happened is they came out and they said they were arguing with him in regards to him being who he said he was. And he went into deep argument conversations with the Pharisees on him being the Messiah. And he would say, if you're not going to believe me for what I'm telling you, believe me for the works I do. If you just read John 6, 7, 8, and 9, you can't escape these exchanges. You can't escape the exchanges between Paul and the other people when he was reasoning with them. When the Bible says that a man is reasoning with them, they're having a discussion. They're getting into this discussion. We would call it an argument only if it gets heated. That's how we would define argument. Keep in mind, the words that we use do not always clearly define the actions that they took. The Pharisees came out and they were arguing with Jesus. They were like, well, you got to show us a sign. We're not going to believe you're the Messiah. And Jesus said, I'm not going to show you a sign. No matter what you say to me, you cannot convince me this was a one-sided argument. One commentator was saying Jesus never argued. He just answered them. They were arguing with him. And Jesus is like, I'm like, show us a sign. Jesus goes, no, I ain't showing you a sign. That's what they're talking about. They're having that engagement. I fail to see this as a one-sided argument. I want you to understand the difference, though, between having an argument and being argumentative. To have an argument or a discussion of disagreement, which is what a real argument is, versus argumentative, which is somebody that always disagrees for the purpose of disagreeing. When the Bible says don't be quarrelsome, it's the type of person that's argumentative for the sake of being argumentative. And it was saying that to Timothy specifically because it doesn't want Timothy to get into ministry and be in the position where all he's doing is arguing with people left and right because they were having discussions of disagreement all the time. That's what the promotion of the gospel is. You share your side, somebody shares their side. You go back and forth. You share what you believe is the truth. The difference for the Christian is that our argument isn't based in our reasoning skills because the gospel is the power of God. So it's not really an argument in the context of what we're talking about is the power of God, and it's up to the Lord to make it clear to them and in their hearts. It's not up to us to have the perfect presentation. God did not call everybody to be Billy Graham. He called Billy Graham to be Billy Graham. And in some of your minds, Billy Graham is way beyond what Billy Graham is. He called you to be you and me to be me and us to do the best we can. But the scripture is absolutely clear. In Romans chapter 1, verse 16, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God, not my presentation of it. That's a big, big difference. So being argumentative is not the same thing as being in an argument. Being quarrelsome is not having an argument. That I had an argument. I'm a quarrelsome person. Those two do not compute. It does not equal one to the other. Quarrelsome and argumentative is the perpetual state of arguing, always looking for the argument. To give you an idea of what I'm talking about, in a skit in Monty Python, they had this one skit, and the guy walks in the door. He goes, is this the Department of Arguments? The guy goes, no, it isn't. You see, that's the difference. That's argumentative. It's not the arguing, it's not the difference of opinion that's really being keyed in on. They were arguing with Jesus. Jesus goes, not going to happen. It's not like he never responded. And so sometimes you'll have a discussion with somebody, it won't go the way you want it to go, or it won't go the way the other person wants to go. And there are times when our emotions get the best of us. I confess. But the key that I want to talk to you about is a disagreement with another person does not have to lead to an absolute division. Now, I want you to hear that statement. Listen to what I said. A disagreement does not have to lead to an absolute division. Did you hear that word, absolute? Here's the key in understanding that. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 19. No doubt there have to be differences among you, to show which of you have God's approval. That passage in 1 Corinthians 11:19, that doesn't say those differences prove that there's division and there's no hope and you're lost and it's over. That's not what it says. It says there have to be differences among you to show which of you have God's approval, but that's not to the exclusion of other Christians. See, you can disagree with another Christian. And it's you can still be in fellowship. You can have a disagreement. Let's say you happen to be a Cleveland Browns fan. And I happen to be a Detroit Lions fan. And we can have a disagreement about which team is better, which obviously it's Detroit. But anyway, I'm just saying, you can have that conversation. Or you can have a conversation about how many Stanley Cups the Detroit Red Wings have won and how many the Colorado Avalanche have won. You can have that conversation. And you can be like RoboPaul and say, the Avalanche has a better record. And I can disagree and go, no, Detroit's had 11 championships. Nice try. And it's like that. You can have that disagreement. But we can still fellowship. And you're thinking, yeah, but that's sports, which, of course, is a passionate element. What about Christian things? Well, I don't know. Your church can say communion every week. The church next to you can say communion five times a week. And the church next to you can say communion once a month. That's a reason to have an absolute division? No way. No way. It doesn't work that way. You can have an argument or a disagreement. Now, in this case, I only use this passage to show you that Jesus engaged in this, that Jesus engaged in a difference of opinion, that Jesus engaged in reasoning, which he did constantly. I mean, constantly. And it's okay to do that. But when you're doing it with your brothers or sisters in the Lord, you got to be careful of going, well, they're not saved. Well, they can't be saved. They don't think the way I think. They don't go to church the way I go to church. Well, congratulations. Congratulations on cornering the market on how you go to church. That's awesome. God must be very proud. Come on. That's not what the call is. I mean, come on, the call is to support one another, to strengthen one another. You can disagree. You come to conclusions. You probably strongly disagree with yourself 20 years ago. Probably. Strongly. Are you supposed to divide yourself from that? Come on. We can do this stuff, man. We can do a better job. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, by your love for one another. You know, love is supposed to overcome all those type of things. That is the call. In fact, that is how God deals with us, through his love. I mean, if he didn't love us, all the things that we do that he disagrees with, oh, man, we'd be in trouble. But praise his name, that he has mercy and grace, that he's loving, that he doesn't look at us and see nothing. He knows our faults, but he applies the propitiation, the substitution of Jesus Christ for where our sins are. And he embraces us because of that sacrifice for us. And that resurrection moved us from a non-penalty phase into a friendship phase. I don't know if you understand that or not, but read Romans chapter 5. The death had to do with the penalty. The resurrection had to do with the relationship. But anyhow, the bottom line is we don't need to let those things split us so far apart. It's okay to disagree and still be together. It's okay to do it, and to walk in a way is to understand there's a greater good. Again, we said it before, we'll say it again. In essentials, unity. In non-essentials, liberty. In all things, charity. I think that's a good way to wrap that. What do you think? I think that's a pretty solid way. So now I'm going to pull Robo Producer back off of scripting and have him exit us out, and then we're going to come back in, and then we're going to do something else, because hopefully you'll let that teaching and that information resonate, and it'll help, hopefully. And if not, then I certainly hope that you can love me, even if you don't agree with me. Get it? Good. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, there's just more fun for everyone, so why go anywhere?
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
In North County, South County, and everywhere in between, there's a Mossy dealership close by and ready to serve you. When you're shopping for a new or used vehicle, there's only one place to go, Mossy.com. Discover how easy car shopping can be at Mossy.com. That's Mossy.com.
Tired of low CD rates on the roller coaster ride of the stock market? Tired of losing when the market falls? You don't have to lose when the market falls. Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry. I've been telling you this for years, and many of you aren't listening. You like stock market growth, but you can never go backwards due to stock market decline. Recently, one of my clients earned over 13%, and he can never lose that, no matter how far the market should fall. Never lose any gains ever again. Roll over those 401ks, IRA, or any money you just don't want to lose. 1-800-553-6247. We all want safety. Indexed investing with insurance. insurance companies is where you're going to find it. And now this investment gets even better. The biggest complaint I would hear is, my money is tied up for a long time. Well, no more. You can have all your original investment back anytime without any company surrender charges. Anytime. No questions asked. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. That's 1-800-553-6247. Love you all and God bless.
Certain restrictions apply. Rates subject to change. Member of the Better Business Bureau. License number 0578122. Call 800-553-6247. 800-553-6247.
For the past several months, you've been hearing talk about the cutting-edge knee arthritis relief treatment. Could it possibly be making knee surgery obsolete? While there's definitely a time and place for knee surgery, the specialists and pioneers in the field of knee replacement deferment have a new program to help many avoid altogether or at least put off that knee replacement. If you have arthritis, have been told you need a knee replacement, or your knee is bone on bone, this is for you. With no downtime, no surgical risk, and in just a short office visit, doctors at the Osteo Relief Institute are now using a laser-guided Hologic digital technology to guide an FDA-approved cushioning and lubricating material precisely where you need it the most to help your pain. Without surgery, it's helping patients walk better, feel better, get more active, and get more enjoyment out of life. To schedule your risk-free knee pain screening, call 800-204-KNEE today. Most major insurances included, including Medicare, cover the procedure. Dial 800-204-KNEE or write this down, 800-204-5633.
Joey, there's an E. coli truck pulling up next door.
Nah, not to worry, doll. That's for the neighbors. These people haven't called nobody. We're the stealth termites. They don't got a clue we're here.
Actually, we do have ways of finding you, Joey. This is Sue Freeze, the termite lady from E. coli. Termites don't always make themselves known. During the summer heat, they like to lay low, but breed a lot. But here at E. coli, our expert, experienced inspectors know what to look for in your attic and foundation. If we find termites, we can use family-friendly, pet-friendly methods like E. coli heat, electric gun, and other non-chemical, along with traditional treatments to get rid of them. So call us for a free estimate at 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS.
Joey, that E. coli man is walking over here, too.
Wow, that ain't fair. Pack up, doll.
E. coli, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly, and mother-approved, 877-332-BUGS.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. San Diego, California. Okay, let's see. There's a couple things I did want to cover just real quickly. One, just a reminder, I'm going to Israel. And it's like, why? Well, why are you promoting that? You want to know why I'm promoting that? Because I want people that listen to me and that kind of know me. I want us all like going together like as a group. Because I don't know anybody in Salem either. So that way we can kind of know each other and have fun. SalemGoIsrael.com. SalemGoIsrael.com. $3,800. Here's the deal. You get an all-inclusive to Israel. It's not a tour that you do from a distance. It's being done by Reuven, who's in charge of this one's called Experience Israel, but Reuven's in charge of Genesis Tours, which is about 25 years or 24 years old. They've taken hundreds of thousands of people through Israel. He knows exactly what he's doing. That is why the first thing he sat down with me, this really happened. He sat down with me after the pastor's appreciation lunch. He said, number one, we deal with safety. Number two, we deal with cost and what the value associated with that is. And so he sits there and he answers each thing before you even get to it because he knows. He's been doing it for a long time. And they've got a really good system. And so what I'm encouraging is other ministers, other pastors that maybe you want to do a blessing with or yourself, you might want to join us. We'll be on a tour for 10 days. In Israel, and the whole thing has to do with the Bible coming to life. And for me, that's it, man. That's it. I mean, there is no book better than that book, period. And just to see where some of it was written, that's the book. So for me, that's really important. Okay, so I just want to encourage everybody to get involved with that. Additionally, don't forget our half-price tuition that I mentioned and that I never said anything else about because I got caught up in whatever routine we were doing. But the bottom line is half-price tuition still going on. Go to the website. Check it out. You can put your child in Christian education, which you're going to want to do when you hear this story. That's right. It's a lead-in. I'm leading the story in with a story. You like that? So half-price tuition is on kprz.com. You can send your child to a Christian school, a private Christian school, for half the price through our program. Why is that important? Well, you know, every once in a while, things happen where you want to be kind of in tune with what's going on in the schools. This also is great preparation for kids to get into college, because once they get into college, it's kind of a different planet, a different world. It's different than the colleges you and I went to, because now professors get up there and they teach all kinds of malarkey that have nothing to do with truth or anything. They teach all the kids to be little Al Gores. They teach all the kids to be anti-Jesus. They teach all the kids, hey, explore your sexuality. We're going to have Explore Sexuality Day. That's what the kids go to when they go to college. That's not a college, that's the Christian college. It gets so weird that it's gotten to this. You didn't think I was just going to leave it hanging there. University of Colorado Boulder. I guess this should be no surprise. University of Colorado Boulder has told their students in regards to Halloween, listen to this. You can't dress up. Now, this is just so bizarre. You can't dress up with anything with a sombrero. Okay, if you wanted to be the Three Amigos, you can't be the Three Amigos. Okay, you can't dress up with anything with a sombrero. Hold on. You can't dress up with any paraphernalia that has to do with an Indian at all. And I didn't say Native American. They're still the Cleveland Indians. You can't have anything on your face, on your head, on your hair. You can't have any instruments. You can't have any shoes, any clothing whatsoever. And you can't dress up as anything. Get this. Like a cowboy. You can't dress up as a cowboy, can't dress up with a sombrero, you can't dress up with anything that's Indian, and then to be really honest, they said you can't dress up with anything that's associated with white trash. That's what they said. But you know what you can dress up as? A demon. That's what the colleges are teaching the kids. Demons? Okay. Cowboys? Not okay. Because apparently now the Dallas Cowboys, it used to be called America's Team, now that's offensive. And Washington Redskins, that's offensive. And anything with a sombrero, that's offensive. And anything like that that's culturally different, that's offensive. Demons are great. That's what they're communicating. And it's just a bizarre, weird twist. You can't do it. It's like, this is what they're doing. They don't want anything that's gender specific. So you can't dress up as like a guy if you're a guy, or you can't dress up as a girl if you're a girl. This is the kind of stuff that's in the upper educational system. It's not like it was when we went there. Okay. When you and I went to college, even if you've only gone to college in the last 15 to 20 years, it's much worse. People get in there and they teach their kids America's a terrible country. We're evil. Everything we've done is wrong. Israel is bad. Everything that's contrary to anything that's kind of normal or any kind of like the Indians. Hey, the Indians. Hey, it happened. Hey, the Indians and the Cowboys. Hey, it happened. Hey, the Dallas Cowboys played the Washington Redskins. Hey, it happened. I mean, get over it. It's so bizarre. It's run amok. I mean, PC now stands for pathetic conformity. It's just pathetic conformity. I'm just like disgusted by it. And I say, if you want to dress up half, you know, did you ever go to watch a Washington Redskin Dallas Cowboy game? Some people have half Washington Redskin, half Dallas Cowboy. I think that's, what's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that. That's the kind of stuff, though, that's going on in the schools that's not good. I mean, it's just not a good thing. So I'm trying to tell you, Christian education, good thing if you can do it. If you can't do it, totally get it. Totally pray for your kids. If they got to go into public school, just pray for them. Spend time with them. Talk to them. Don't let them go to public school without your attention. Don't let them go to a secular college without some kind of preparation. That's just a bad idea. It's a bad idea. Okay? All right. Boy, was that – that's another – like, I'm just getting on my little soapbox.
Step into a Slim Jim. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said. Not to be outdone by that insanity. Wait, hold on. You think I'm done?
Judging by the clock, I know you're done.
Why, I'm over?
You're over by like 5 minutes.
I am?
But I was interested in your story, so I didn't want to stop you.
Well, that was nice of you. All right, so we got to take a break?
I think so.
Okay. It's like they got to lead me out like a little kid. Okay, Dave, come on out. Come on.
All right.
I'll talk about this story when we get back. I'll do a DDD. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
The best Christian music, relevant sermons, and other Christian content easily accessible from anywhere on your laptop, tablet, or smartphone. Visit ChristianRadio.com. That's ChristianRadio.com.
The Stewardship Academy is a community service to help KPRZ listeners with their finances.
Attend Finances and You, a free workshop at Sunrise Community Church.
KPRZ proudly welcomes five-star wealth manager Jonathan Doring from Thrivent Financial as your guest speaker.
Learn how the 2013 tax law changes affects your income, your estate planning, and your investments.
Discover alternatives for your low-yielding savings.
Learn about multi-generational IRA and charitable planning.
And tax-advantaged investment strategies.
Attend this free workshop
at Sunrise Community Church in Santee.
Tuesday, October 29th at 6:30 p.m. or Saturday, November 2nd at 10:30 a.m.
The workshop is free, but please pre-register by calling Ruth at 858-455-5227. That's 858-455-5227.
The Stewardship Academy, helping you be wise with your money so you can live a generous life. Call 858-455-5227 for more information.
Heard Sean Doan on Your Credit Matters with Rondi Lambeth here on KPRZ. You have a lot of financial questions. How can I save for retirement when I have so much debt? How can I protect myself from the IRS? How can I finally make some progress on my second mortgage? What can I do with the real estate I own when I'm upside down? Sean Doan is part of a family law firm that helps families like yours find hope again. You don't have to face these complex issues alone anymore. Make the wise call. Schedule your confidential free consultation with Sean today. Go to Sean's website for more at doanlaw.com and register for an upcoming seminar. If you need wisdom on your debt situation, call Sean Doan at 760-746-4476. Here's Sean on Your Credit Matters with Rondi Lambeth, weekday afternoons at 6:30. Doan Law, San Diego's largest and best equipped to help your family find hope and freedom again. Call 760-746-4476.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. If you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because... Wait, who was that? That was like a Popeye. I was like,
punch the keys, for God's sake!
I have to say, though, you're getting... That one was a little off, but you're getting much better.
I am getting better at that, but I like that little Popeye.
Try it again.
Well, I could do a Popeye one.
I do a Popeye.
I used to be able to do a Popeye. I'm Popeye. I can't do it right now. All right, so here's how it goes. Schmahandle. There we go. Very, see, that was good, huh? Right? Not bad. Not bad. Like, there's a couple of voices I can do. Not, like, good impersonations, but they sound kind of, you know. I mean, I can do
something. I do a mean Yoda.
Yeah, let me hear your Yoda. Talk to me about Yoda. Okay, so wait.
The David Spoon Experience I listened to.
Hey, that's really good. Wow, congrats.
I actually used to do it, no joke, at when the kids were younger and actually thought I was cool. I used to do it there at their birthday parties for friends.
Back up.
I'd actually get requests
no,
for
no,
it,
no,
David.
No, 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 no. Back up. Back when your kids thought you were cool.
That doesn't happen anymore.
I caught that line. Really? Let me say something very impressive for you. Your kids actually at some point thought you were cool? Wow.
Indeed.
Oh, well, see, mine are all older, and yeah, that's not cool. You know what they do?
What?
Okay, we got to go to dad's. Okay, let's say...
Whose turn is it?
Yeah, wait, no. Let's say we get there at 5:45. Remember, we have to leave at 7:45 for that thing. You know, that's
nice.
Right. Yeah, well, what we do and what we used to do, they have all picked up on. So here's the thing to tell you as a parent, just so you can all be on the same page. They know our secrets. They know what we do. Like, you know, like, well, do you want to come by? Yeah. Oh, look, I've got this going. I can't do that. And what's the this that's going? I have to fold my shirt.
Oh, I was going to say socks.
Oh, that's good, too. That's very, you know, I have to sharpen my pencils.
Got a lot of pencils.
Yeah, I know. Hey, I don't know if you heard this breaking poll. It's a shocking poll. Almost 80% of America said they were not inconvenienced by the government shutdown in any capacity whatsoever in any realm other than they were tired of hearing about it on the news.
But make that 80.5. I'm one of those people.
I got to think that's more like 90. I'm just being honest. Here's something that's always interesting. No, that's not interesting. I want to talk about that. Nah, that's not interesting. I don't want to talk about that. Here's something that's interesting. The White House would prefer all the Marines. Remember that we were talking about being neutered?
Yep.
How that the world is moving to try and neuter. Everybody is supposed to be neither a male nor a female now. Everybody's supposed to be unisexed. And the reason that they're doing that, in case you haven't figured out what's going on yet, what the big plan is or what the secret plan is if you get everybody to be like cattle and everybody functions like cattle in and out, so on and so forth, then the government believes that they can make the resources last longer while the rich are enjoying what they're enjoying, the powerful are enjoying what they're enjoying, everybody's enjoying what they're doing. They're believing that the resources can last longer until we come up with some kind of cure, so they want to unisex. Now, here's the funniest part about that. Nobody's talking about how the fact that God, if you bring God into the situation, I'm just going to point this out, people don't know this, that God can take the resources that we have, even on this planet, let me just point this out, and expand them so much that if he did delay, it wouldn't matter. And I'll give you a perfect example. 35 years ago, about the time I became a Christian, there were certain styles of grain taking place. Well, this guy who was a genetic engineer was able to take this grain and twist some of its origins, so to speak, and created a grain that would expand upon itself 8 times. Thereby, one grain would then produce eight grains, or one grain would fall on the ground, produce 8 seedlings. And he created an 8 times expansive grain, which is being shipped even now to third world companies or countries and is feeding people, millions of people. So with one guy who was a devotional guy under the auspices of the Lord's direction, he was able to take simple food and multiply it 8 times. So the Lord can do that with anything. If he can take 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish and feed 5,000 men besides women and children, which if you're just going to do statistical analysis probably means somewhere between 12 and 15,000 people. I mean, with those, that little resource, he can take it and make it last. Instead of the government trying to control the resources, the government should turn to God, get down on their hands and knees, beg God for mercy because they've been the biggest jerks in the world, and ask for forgiveness. And then pursue God and partner with God. Now, they're not going to do that. unfortunately, because that's what the scripture kind of indicates. They're not going to do that. But if they could, we could extend or at least delay the things that are going on. That's just my small little take. I don't know where that came from. Oh, I know where it came from. So, but in an effort to make everybody unisexed, going back to the original point, getting off my soapbox, the Obama administration has now changed the Marine Corps uniforms. And according to the New York Post, President Obama's plan is to create a unisex look for all the Marines, starting with the iconic caps. The new caps have literally been called girly French. Here's what they said. We don't even have enough funding to buy bullets at the Department of, and the Department of Defense is spending $8 million on women's hats, one senior Marine source fumed to the Post. The Marines deserve better than this. The thin new hats have a feminine line. By the way, the thin new hats are for male and female. So what's important, apparently, is everybody be unisexed in the military by wearing a hat that may be complimentary for women, maybe not so much for men. The only question I could possibly ask in this whole process, why would you neuter the military? Aren't they supposed to be?
I'm just looking at that picture right now, and
you can't believe
it. I don't even see why they would do that.
Is that bizarre? It's kind of weird. And now I'm sitting here thinking that in the administration, not necessarily in President Obama himself, but I don't know, is there something really deep-seated about sexual inadequacies? Or there's something going on here? Because how is it that it's important to make the military unisex? That's not uniformed. That's not how it works. What about the devil dogs?
Yeah, I'm looking at the picture, David, and
it's
the woman
so
looks okay.
Weird.
Because I think they're more designed for women. But you look at it on the guy, and it just doesn't look right.
It looks like he's in France.
Oh, oui, oui.
Oh, well, see, that's what I'm saying. That's not the whole point. And it's like, come on, this is like insane. It's like, why would we do this? You know, you can do a lot of things, but the one, I will say the number one job of the government, number one, is to defend its people. That's the number one job. The number was not to provide any, to provide safety. Outside of these borders, nobody should be able to get in. They're not doing a very good job.
Nope.
And they're making them look dumb. I'm thinking Donald Duck's starting to look more masculine than this. That's not a good thought, I think. What do you think? So this unisex thing, which I really think is just horrible, is just not – it's just not right. It doesn't seem right. You know what it seems like? Unnatural. That's what it seems like, unnatural, like not in the order of things. So something's going on. What's my time? We should exit and then come back, or what should we do? Because I know we're all
messed
up.
We're
like 10 minutes over. I'm like 10 minutes over, folks. I was born 3 weeks late. I'm still trying to catch up. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. I promise when we come back, it's a very encouraging, challenging, DDD.
But my time is finally. I can feel the change in the wind right now. Nothing's in my way, and they're not gonna hold me down no more. No, they're not gonna hold me down, 'cause I've got faith.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
For the month of October, Zero Res will pre-treat, sanitize, and clean three rooms for only $129. Call Zero Res at 858-486-4100 or go to ZeroResSanDiego.com.
Aleem is 5 years old, and the African village where she lives is the only world she knows other than the world of fear and loss. Tonight, she hides in the brush behind her family's shack, which is home. She hears the distant sound of marching feet heading toward her village. As they get closer and closer, the village erupts in a mad panic. She wonders if her father is the next who will be whisked away into a life of slavery. She shakes with fear, but stays hidden. Then she sees the soldiers taking her father away. No, she wants to scream. Not my daddy, no. She watches her father fade into the distance and wonders if she'll ever see him again. She cries. Will you help? Christian Solidarity International rescues slaves and returns them to their families. $50 frees a slave. Call now, please. 888-676-5700. 888-676-5700. Or go to kprz.com.
Well, the government's overhaul of the reverse mortgage program took effect October 1. The new rules will limit the cash you receive at closing, but even bigger changes are coming January 14th with financial assessment, which may completely disqualify some seniors or reduce the cash received with property tax and insurance set-asides. Hey, Mark Larson here. Now's the time to enjoy the retirement you deserve with no mortgage payments and access the equity in your home today before the next set of changes. Mehran Aram and his team at Aramco Financial invite you to the beautiful Crown Plaza Hanalei Hotel in San Diego, November 7th at 6 p.m. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, call Mehran and the team at Aramco. Reserve your seat today, 866-611-30, 866-611-30, or online aramco.biz. Purchase, refinance, reverse. That's the Aramco Group. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco.
DRE number 01853626, NMLS number 277316. Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here. You know, one of the greatest financial fears of Americans is simply running out of money. The last thing that people want is to become dependent on their kids or their grandkids in those golden years. Retirement is the time of life when you want to be polishing that backswing and not your resume. And yet, the number of people who haven't put plans in place is shocking. Look, we all know that this is a world without a whole lot of guarantees, but one thing is clear. If you don't know where you're heading, you probably won't get there. So let's get together for your free retirement consultation and see if we can help to put your retirement puzzle together for you. Call me for your free visit at 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your complimentary consultation with me, 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-PLAN.
San Diego is a creative community. It's an epicenter for arts and music. San Diego hosts some of America's finest military servicemen and women. Over 100,000 college students are coming to San Diego to be educated, and also it's a very international city. Beyond being one of the most diverse cities in the United States, numerous refugees from around the world come seeking to find new hope. Basically, when we looked at San Diego, we saw tremendous potential to impact the nations of the earth.
We believe that the church is called to touch every sphere of society and to be the centerpiece in seeing the city and the region become a light to the nations. Simply put, we believe in a church that is for all peoples.
You know, God's doing amazing things, and we believe he has an incredible plan for your life. We want to invite you to be a part of what God's doing here.
I'm Robert Herber, the lead pastor at All People's Church. I want to invite you to join us for worship at 9 or 11 a.m. at Crawford High School. Check us out online at allpeopleschurch.org.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. If you want to reach the show, send an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. You know, if you don't want to reach the show, if you don't want to do it, don't send an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. Just, you don't have to do it. No, don't do it. No, stop. Stop. Okay. Let's see what we want to cover today. I got a DDD I want to talk about. It's one of my favorites. I'm not going to do all the depth of the scripture because it would take a while. Before we do the DDD, I'd like to finish off on the history. Can I do that real quickly and then do the DDD? I got to finish the history because we talked about it. Today is United Nations Day. It's also National Bologna Day. Yeah, there's no irony there. Don't worry. For those that don't know, it's also International Red Bean and Rice Festival Day in Jackson, Mississippi. I guess only in Jackson, Mississippi. That's not true anywhere else. Anna Edson Taylor, this day, 1901, became the first person to survive going over Niagara Falls in a barrel. My response to that is probably that they know of. The George Washington Bridge connecting New York and New Jersey, way to go, guys, opened up to traffic on this day in 1931. The 40-hour work week went into effect under the Fair Labor Standards Act. Where is that? What's a 40-hour work week? I don't even know what that is. I don't know. What are you talking about? 1992, the Toronto Blue Jays became the first non-United States team to win the World Series. Glad they call it a World Series. There's only one team that's won from somewhere else. That's good. And then lastly, 2005, civil rights activist Rosa Parks, 92 years of age, died on this day in 2005. So those are your history lessons. Don't forget International Red Bean and Rice Festival. I don't think that, well, that's okay. Okay. DDD, devotional diamonds of the day. Little things in scriptures that we should catch, maybe need to be reminded of. Whatever the case may be, here you go. I'm not going to do the intro part. I'm not going to do the middle part. I'm going right to the heart of it. Mark chapter 8, verse 33. So there's only one verse to write down. Mark chapter 8, verse 33. It says this, "But turning around and looking at his disciples, Jesus rebuked Peter and said, 'Get behind me, Satan, because you're not thinking about God's concerns, but man's.'" How would you like to walk with Jesus for 3 years and have Jesus turn around and say to you, "Get behind me, Satan, because you're not thinking about God's concerns, but man's"? I'm thinking, yowza, let's set the story up. Earlier in Mark chapter 8 and in the other Gospels as well, we find out Jesus asks the disciples the great question, "Who do people say that I am?" And that question, by the way, is the very question that every single person needs to answer. Now, you can listen to this show and think, well, that's goofy and that's strange, and they talk about news and sports and movies and food, and they make fun of this and they do this. Yep. But we also bring into play a very specific element. And that specific element is everybody has to answer this question. Who do you say that Jesus is? And that we don't mess around with. We're right to the heart of that. So the question becomes, who Jesus asked him, as he said, "Who do people say that I am?" Peter steps up. Now, I like to think of Peter, James, and John as Larry, Moe, and Curly. Peter steps up and gives the classic, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And that's the King James Version. And that is such a great answer, right? He's walking with Jesus. They're doing all this stuff. They're learning all this stuff. "Who do people say that I am?" "You're the Christ. You're the Messiah." Jesus goes, "Right on, Peter. Great answer." Now, what happens when you have a great answer to a question? Don't lie about it. You get a little puffy. You get a little puffy in the face and a little puffy in the head. And you're thinking, "I did a great job." So Peter starts off doing super, super good. And then Peter, after he does super good, gets a super big head. See, that's how it works. You do super good, then you get a super big head. And so what does Peter do? Jesus talks about him dying, that he's going to die. He's going to be crucified. He's going to die for humanity. Peter pulls Jesus aside. Wait, get this. And rebukes Jesus. Okay, now. Follow this. Peter gives a super duper good answer. Peter gets a super duper duper big head. Peter pulls Jesus aside and rebukes him. What do you think? Not brilliant? What would you say about that? Not that smart, right? Right? Not too smart? Peter then gets blasted by Jesus. Not kind of blasted. Listen to what he says. "Turning around and looking at his disciples, Jesus rebuked Peter and said, 'Get behind me, Satan, because you're not thinking about God's concerns, but man's.'" Talk about going from the throne room to the outhouse. Boom, boom. I mean, just like, come on. Peter's all, he's doing great. He's feeling strong. He rebukes Jesus. Jesus puts him in his place in about 1 millisecond. And then makes this statement. This is what I want to talk about. "You're not thinking about God's concerns, but man's." Here's the thing that people don't like to hear, but you better listen. Satanic and worldly thinking revolves around humanity at the core. Ooh. Oh, what? Satanic and worldly thinking revolves around humanity at the core. What? How could you say that, David Spoon? That's blasphemy. Okay. Christ thinking revolves around God and God's purposes. What? What? How could you say that? Well, here's how you say that, okay? When everything that we're thinking and doing revolves around humanity, and humanity is the key, we're the center. We're the center of the universe. That's satanic and worldly and fleshly, and that would be a nice statement. Jesus's thinking all revolved around God and the purposes of God. And that's how our thinking is supposed to be because, get this, we have the mind of Christ. The problem is many of us don't use it. Every circumstance that we encounter, when we look at it strictly from our point of view and how it affects us personally, every circumstance that we encounter then is all about us and how our universe is. But this is God's universe. And what he allows, he has reason for. And even though we don't like it, and let's just be honest, sometimes we don't. It has purpose beyond us. And the idea is to make everything God-centric, Christ-centric. Not David-centric, not robo-producer-centric, not KPRZ-centric. It's supposed to be Jesus-centric. It's supposed to revolve around him, not us. So when Jesus said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan, because you're not thinking about God's concerns, but man," Peter was thinking about the loss of Jesus, I'm sure, in a nice humanly fashion, while Jesus was talking about the redemption of humanity and their restoration of their relationship with God through the work that Jesus was going to do. Now, what do you think is important there? Do you think how Jesus felt about losing Jesus was important? Or do you think about Jesus dying for humanity was important? What do you think Jesus is talking about when he says, "Get behind me, Satan. You're not thinking about God's concerns, but man's." God's purposes must first be fulfilled, always. It's not seek first the kingdom of you. Seek first the kingdom of David, and everything else shall be just great. No. It's seek first the kingdom of God, and everything else shall be added unto you. The reason Jesus was so harsh with Peter is Peter, first statement, got it right. Second statement, missed it, and focused back on humanity at the core. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we're going to do another segment. We go a little long nowadays, and it's going to be awesome.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
This is Heather Lloyd, and I'm totally enjoying my journey into better health and wellness at Tri-City Wellness Center in Carlsbad. Not only do they have incredible fitness equipment and great exercise classes, they also have spa services that are second to none. I had a facial the other day, and it was wonderful. The recent weather conditions have been extreme, and my skin really appreciated the extra TLC it got at Tri-City Wellness Center. And after running more laps in the last 6 weeks than I have in the last 6 years, I got a great massage. The spa area is spectacular, and I felt so rejuvenated. It was awesome. Tri-City Wellness Center is committed to providing you the best services for your specific goals and needs, and they're offering a complimentary 5-day pass exclusively to KPRZ listeners. I want to personally invite you to start your very own journey to better health and wellness today. Call 760-814-9888. That's 760-814-9888. Or click on the Tri-City Wellness banner at KPRZ.com.
The Stewardship Academy is a community service to help KPRZ listeners with their finances.
Learn how the 2013 tax law changes affects your income, your estate planning, and your investments.
Discover alternatives for your low-yielding savings.
Learn about multi-generational IRA and charitable planning.
And tax-advantaged investment strategies.
KPRZ proudly welcomes five-star wealth manager Jonathan Doring from Thrivent Financial as guest speaker.
Attend this free workshop Monday, October 28th at Meridian Baptist in El Cajon and St. Dunstan's in San Diego.
Tuesday, October 29th at Faith Lutheran in Vista and St. Andrews in San Diego.
Wednesday, October 30th at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Chula Vista and Christ Episcopal Church in Coronado.
Thursday at Fallbrook United Methodist.
Please pre-register by calling Ruth at 858-455-5227. That's 858-455-5227.
The Stewardship Academy, helping you be wise with your money so you can live a generous life. Call 858-455-5227 for more information.
As we head into the holiday season, there is a lot going on at Monte Vista Village.
Kevin, great to be with you. You know, the holidays are almost upon us, and our residents have already been busy. They've just completed a rummage sale to raise money for our 7th annual military party we have in December, and they're still busy making hats for all those 240 children who will attend. November, we have Master Chang coming to discuss the benefits of Tai Chi, and of course, we have a Thanksgiving luncheon. And December is chocked full with choirs coming in, Christmas lights to view, and various parties to enjoy. Kevin, I hate knowing that a lot of seniors will be by themselves during the holidays, so I invite them to come to our home for the holidays and spend the month of December with us. I've been talking about our lower rate opportunity, and this is a great time to take advantage. Please don't stay home by yourself. Give me a call. I'm at 619-465-1331 and see what your life could be like.
Once again, that number is 619-465-1331 for Monte Vista Village. License number 374-600-564.
Do you have life insurance or do you want it? I'm your man. Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry, life insurance specialist. I'm so tired of these radio and TV commercials that tell you how cheap term life insurance can be. But have you read the fine print? The rate normally is only guaranteed for 10 years. Then guess what happens? It can skyrocket. Now I have a new term called no lapse term. No lapse to age 100. No rate increase ever. Same rate till you reach 100. Quit wasting your money on cheap term. If you have a 10, 20, 30 year term, you know that at the end of the term, they're going to jack your premium up so high that you probably will not be able to afford it and you'll have to drop the policy. You're the loser and they're the winner. They don't have to pay a death claim and they got all your money for all that time. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. And ask about the term where you get all your premium back. That's a heck of a product. Pay a little bit more and get a plan that guarantees you a rate to age 100. Call me for a free quote. 1-800-553-6247.
Some restrictions apply. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Come on, baby. Let's do the twist.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. You can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment, or follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience because... There we go. Okay. We're in the big wind down now, so I want everybody to get ready to listen to Kevin. You know, one of the things, though, that I have decided, robo-producer, is whether I'm going to stay in the building or whether I'm going to go. Whether I'm going to stay in the building or go in another room or go in an office... Or I haven't decided. Or
so
go to
say
the lobby.
Dave has left the building, that might not even be accurate.
Well, it might not be accurate to say Dave left the building, but it might be accurate to say Dave is gone. But that might just be my general mental condition, so I don't know how much that applies. I'm not sure how that works. What I do want to do before we...
Sir, I'm going to have to ask you to exit the donut.
There you go. I do have a joke for you. Do you want to go out with a joke?
Yeah, you have time for one or two jokes, yeah.
One or two jokes. All right, tell me what you think about this one. Ready? All right. What do you get when you cross a lawyer with the Godfather? What do you get when you cross a lawyer with the Godfather? Ready? Ready? Are you ready? Here we go. An offer you can't understand. Come on, that's funny. An offer you can't understand? What do you think? Do I get anything for it?
I don't get it.
Well,
I don't understand.
I'm not helping.
It's pretty funny.
That is pretty funny. And then what pet makes the loudest noise? What pet makes the loudest noise. No, a trumpet. 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 Get it? Okay. You know, really? Really mock laughing? Okay. You know what I haven't decided? I'm going to leave. I just haven't decided whether I'm leaving the building. You know, Elvis left the building, so maybe I'll leave the building. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California, IA. And we're going to take a 22-hour break, come back, do the whole thing all over again. Why? Because we're crazy, and so are you for listening. See you tomorrow.